This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. We have the story.
Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Another big project will get underway at Sedgwick County's main courthouse annex. We'll have a look at the plans coming up.
Vice President Harris details her economic plans during a Fox News exclusive interview.
The vice president telling Fox's Brett Baer on Special Report.
I'm offering a plan to deal with affordable housing. I'm offering a plan to deal with what we need to do to strengthen small businesses, which are the backbone of America's economy. I am offering a plan that is about taking care of young parents and giving them the support they need.
Stressing she knows the immigration system needs to be fixed.
It is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people.
Detailing her career prosecuting cartels and transnational criminal networks and saying she wants to be very clear that her presidency would not be a continuation of President Biden's. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former President Trump focused on safety at an all-women town hall in Georgia with Fox News anchor Harris Faulkner.
Former President Trump told female voters in Cummings, Georgia, the Border Patrol has endorsed him.
Law enforcement's with me 100%, and we have to keep our community safe.
He was asked by one grandmother what he'll do to keep transgender women and girls out of female sports.
Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic
You just
councils?
Ban it. The president bans it.
He promised one mother that he'd end so-called sanctuary cities.
I'll have to do it with an executive order. You can do it with the Aliens Act of 1798. We can do things in terms of moving people out.
He confirmed his belief that a bigger problem than foreign adversaries is what he called the enemy within, namely Democrats who label him a threat.
They're the threat to democracy.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita police are looking into two separate shootings within hours of each other Tuesday afternoon. Officers were sent to Ascension Via Christi St. Francis Hospital, where a 21-year-old man arrived with a gunshot wound. That investigation led them to the 100 block of South Fern, where the shooting took place. Short time later, officers were called back to the hospital after the 25-year-old man arrived with a single gunshot wound. Police say both investigations are continuing.
Sedgwick County will remodel the first and second floors of the main courthouse annex, making room for several departments.
Phase one of the project will remodel the first floor, which will house the Sheriff's Offender Registration Unit. That department is currently at the Harry Street Mall, but their lease expires at the end of the year. Phase two will remodel the second floor and will house pretrial services, drug court, and veterans treatment court. Chairman Ryan Beatty appreciated the efforts of the staff to work through the moving challenges.
I would just publicly say that I know that when we lost the lease at Harry Street Mall, and moving all these different departments and programming and everything, I know it's been scramble mode for many of you in your department and for Tanya and for a lot of people. So we just appreciate the work.
In all, the project will cost nearly $3 million and will be completed over the next 2 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
County says bringing these programs to the main courthouse will allow better operational efficiency, consolidate adult programs to downtown, and save money by not having to lease space.
A man in Nevada who was arrested over the weekend with guns at a security checkpoint outside a Donald Trump rally, and that man is suing the local sheriff.
Vim Miller of Las Vegas was near the former president's rally in Coachella, California, when he was stopped by Riverside County deputies. Those deputies say they spotted him driving an SUV with a homemade license plate. And Sheriff Chad Bianco said they found guns, ammo, and several fake passports in Miller's vehicle. Miller was busted and released on $5,000 bail, but now he's suing, accusing the sheriff of falsely characterizing his arrest as a thwarted assassination attempt. Miller says Bianco lied about the passports and created a narrative so the sheriff could look like a hero who saved Trump. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll take a look at one of the great Monday Night Football games of all time. Reminisce about that coming up in sports.
Funeral services today, or yesterday that is, for Ethel Kennedy. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board approved an application for a federal Department of Justice grant. If awarded, the city of Wichita and the county would evenly split the roughly $386,000 grant. The county's portion would fund technology upgrades to the sheriff's office, the Regional Forensic Science Center, corrections, courthouse police, and the DA's office.
President Biden remembered a matriarch of one of America's signature political families at a memorial yesterday in the nation's capital.
President Biden, along with former Presidents Obama and Clinton, paid tribute to Ethel Kennedy.
Ethel was always there for so many people, and she played an essential role in my life as well.
The president said she was there for him after the tragic accident years ago that killed his first wife and daughter. When the president's son, Beau Biden, died of cancer, he let the Kennedy children know he was grateful because...
Your mom was there then, too.
Ethel Kennedy was the wife of Robert Kennedy Sr. She died earlier this month at 96. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new report shows a disturbing trend in the number of cyber attacks.
Microsoft claims each day users of its products around the world are subjected to 600 million cyber threats. The figure is a key finding in Microsoft's Digital Defense Report for 2024, which says most of the culprits are nation-state actors seeking financial gain. But they've also been focusing on educational institutions, socially engineering victims into giving over login credentials. Cyber defense, though, is becoming more robust, using artificial intelligence to learn about and outwit the attackers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A deer poaching investigation leads to the arrest of four people in Wisconsin.
A 36-year-old woman and three 16-year-old boys are facing a host of charges. They're suspected of shooting or killing more than 100 deer in 2023 across three Wisconsin counties and producing video clips documenting the mass slaughter. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office says the four mowed down deer on roadways while shooting others and severing the heads of bucks with large antlers. Investigators say other animals, including geese, raccoons, possums, and turtles, were harassed. Tom Graham, Fox News.
8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And let's take a look at a traffic update.
Okay.
Here on your Thursday morning commute. And we do have a couple of fires on the west side, both very near each other. We have a trash fire at Julia and Pueblo. So I'm looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam there at Kellogg and Dugan Road, not very far away. Trash fire at Julia and Pueblo, and Pueblo is that north boundary of the airport property. So got a trash fire there, got fire crews on the scene. And not very far from there, we have a brush fire at Maple and Ridge, not too far away. So we got a brush fire at Maple and Ridge. Of course, we are under a red flag warning today with extremely dry conditions and very windy. So hope these two fires don't portend for something worse as the day goes on. There you go. That's traffic. KNSS traffic is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Now with two convenient locations. Of course, you got downtown at Market and Waterman, 47 South and Broadway in the former Kmart, and online anytime at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear, it's your home for complete car care. Joe DuBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine for your Thursday. Not as cold this morning, but we'll still likely need the jackets to fight off that fall chill. High 71 degrees, a little bit warmer and milder during the afternoon. A strong south wind, though, picking back up to 15 to 30 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, 42 degrees. You have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Thursday morning. This is the 17th day of October. It was on this date in 1931. Mobster Al Capone was convicted in Chicago of income tax evasion. He would be sentenced to 11 years in prison.
That's what they finally got him on.
Tax evasion.
Yeah.
Al Capone. Let's see here.
I wonder how many deaths he was responsible for, and yet they got him on tax evasion.
Yeah. Well, they got him anyway. He spent the rest of his life behind bars. That's contents of a time capsule that was entombed for a century in one of the nation's preeminent World War I memorials have been released. There was a letter from President Calvin Coolidge praising the spirit of the Kansas City community, but a letter purported to be from General John J. Pershing, commander of American forces in World War I, did not quite go as planned.
Oh.
The cursive note explained that the time capsule committee members reached out to Pershing but received no reply.
Mm-hmm.
The museum chief curator joked that it was a 100-year-old out-of-office memo. There you go.
Yeah, all right.
The World War, by the way, if you haven't seen or gone to the World War I museum in Kansas City, it's dandy. I mean,
better put that on your list.
That's a good
one. It's
great. It's a really good one. 8:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Of course, something that parents and grandparents are concerned about is their teens and their kids and social media and what's going on with that. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So Meta must face U.S. state lawsuits over teen social media addiction. Yeah, how many states are involved in this, Tanya?
Ooh, a whole lot, actually. There's two separate lawsuits. One of them has more than 30 states that have signed on, and the other one is just a lawsuit from Florida. But you have, you know, well over half of the states in the U.S. that have signed on to this. They're saying that Meta ignored safety concerns about its products when it comes to young people's social addiction to social media, specifically on its Facebook and Instagram platforms. Those are the two that are kind of getting singled out here. They say that Meta deliberately manipulated their platforms in ways that addict kids, and then they failed to keep kids off the app despite age limits, which can, you know, usually be gotten around pretty easily. They want Meta's design features considered unlawful under state consumer protection laws. They also want the company to have to take make big changes to Facebook and Instagram to make the platform safer for young people. So that's what the lawsuit's about. They were filed about a year ago, so this has kind of worked its way up to this point. The, the folks at Meta wanted the lawsuits tossed. The ruling from this judge on Tuesday, which is the new part, basically says that while Section 230 partially shields Meta in these cases, the states have enough that they've already provided about Meta's misleading statements and things like that to go ahead with the case. So the judge said, yeah, this can go forward. We hear a lot about Section 230. It actually stems from the Communications Act of 1934 as part of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. That's what Section 230 is actually from. And what that is it protects online platforms and users from being held liable for third-party content. So if you post something on Facebook bad about me, I can't turn around and sue Facebook because they're like, we're just the place that everybody puts it. We're not actually doing it. You know, that's how they get around that. And Section 230 provides several things. Immunity from civil prosecution and stuff like that over what's on their platform is one of those things. Just to kind of give, you know, an idea of why this is a big deal that these states are suing and this is being allowed to go forward. Now, Meta did say that the company disagrees with the ruling and that it has developed tools to support parents and teens and specifically points to teen accounts they have on Instagram. But all in all, this appears to be moving forward at this point.
It sounds like it's what we've been grappling with in radio for a long time. Are we just a conduit, a pipeline, and all that stuff that comes out, we're not responsible for it? I guess we really are. You don't want to be a sewer line. We'd rather be a nice spring water, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got teens? You don't have any teens, do you?
No, mine are a little older than teens at this
point. Oh, yeah, that's about me, too. But, we're still concerned about those kids. All right. Hey, Tanya, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. And it's coming up on 8:18. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we start the NFL week off with Thursday night football tonight in the Superdome down in New Orleans. The Saints hosting the Denver Broncos. Remember when New Orleans won their first two games and they were scoring 40-plus points a game? And everybody said, wow, the Saints. They haven't won a game since that 2-0 start. They've lost four in a row. The Denver Broncos come in with a record of 3-3. Broncos are favored by a field goal coming into this one tonight. Broncos-Saints Thursday night football live coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go to Major League Baseball, the playoffs. In the National League, Game 3 for the pennant. The top team in the Major Leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers on the road visiting the New York Mets. Not close. Not even close. Dodgers 8, Mets nothing. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen. Throwing a scoreless seventh inning, two strikeouts. He threw 11 pitches, 10 of them were strikes. He wasn't missing the strike zone. The Dodgers win it 8-0. Dodgers now up over the Mets, 2-1 in that best of seven for the National League pennant. The National Hockey League last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs win on home ice. 19,000 fans there beat the Los Angeles Kings 6-2. At forward for the Maple Leafs, former Wichita Thunder forward Bobby McMahon had two goals, both in the first period, as the Maple Leafs beat the Kings 6-2. 3 wins in a row for the Maple Leafs, 2-0 at home, and 3-1 overall. And former Thunder player Bobby McMahon helping the Maple Leafs to another win. College volleyball, McPherson is now ranked 20th in the nation. Another win, sweep on the road at Bethany, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team ranked number 20 in the nation, a record of 20-5 on the season, and now 9 wins in a row. JUCO men's soccer, Cowley College is ranked number 7 in the nation, and Cowley wins on the road at Coffeyville, 3-0. How about that Cowley men's soccer team, ranked 7th in the nation, 10-1-2 overall, undefeated on the road, unbeaten in their last 4 games, undefeated in the Jayhawk Conference atop the standings. Cowley men's soccer team. Happy birthday today to former Shocker basketball star P.J. Cousinard is 40 years old today. When he was a sophomore, the Shockers went to the Sweet 16 back in 2006. During his 4-year career with the Shockers, he averaged 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Coming out of the Houston area to play for the Shocks, P.J. Cousinard, former Shocker basketball star. It's his birthday. He is 40 years old today. Mm. And finally, we flash back. We go back 30 years ago on this night. Monday Night Football. And many consider it one of the great Monday Night Football games ever played. Montana versus Elway. Joe Montana in his last season with the Chiefs. John Elway late in his career with the Broncos. And they went back and forth on a great Monday Night Football game. Very memorable. The Chiefs had the ball trailing at the end.
He throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Davis.
What?
Willie Davis. Unbelievable.
Hurt by Willie Davis. Lord, you can take me now. I've seen it all.
Ben Smith with the coverage. Davis makes a great catch. Just gets into the end zone. The throw is right there. Amazing.
Did this lift up to the billing?
All right.
Elway doing his thing. Montana coming back doing his.
I
and Willie Davis with one of the great efforts you'll ever see by a receiver.
Again, what killed Denver was their lack of a pass rush. That is as sweet a catch as you will see.
How about that? Joe Montana versus John Elway. Chiefs win 31-28 in Mile High Stadium out in Denver. One of the great Monday Night Football games of all time. That was 30 years ago on this night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. John talks about the disappointment of losing elections. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning, and 42 degrees. The water level at Cheney Lake continues to fall. It dropped another 6 inches in the last month, and the city of Wichita says it would take nearly 26 billion gallons to refill it. To illustrate that, the needed water would roughly fill 236 Century 2 buildings. On a Facebook post, the city says it's crucial that we continue to find ways to conserve during the drought. Wichita moved to stage 2 of its drought response plan on August 5th.
One of the suspects accused in the deaths of 2 Southwest Kansas women has waived her right to a preliminary hearing. A judge in Oklahoma approving a motion to waive the preliminary hearing for 44-year-old Cora Twombly. She also waived her right to a speedy trial. Twombly is among 4 suspects arrested in April in connection to the murders of Julianne Kelly and Veronica Butler. Paul Grice, a 5th suspect, was arrested a week and a half later He waived his right to a preliminary hearing last month.
A former Mexican Secretary of Public Security, believed to be one of America's greatest allies in the war on drug cartels, is headed to an American prison.
Genaro Garcia Luna was once known as the architect of Mexico's battle against the drug cartels. But he was convicted last year by a New York jury of taking millions of dollars in bribes to protect the Sinaloa cartel that he was supposedly combating. He's been sentenced to 38 years in a U.S. prison. American prosecutors charged that in return for all that money, he gave the cartels intel about investigations against them, as well as safe passage of over 2 million pounds of drugs into the U.S. Garcia Luna's lawyer is planning an appeal. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New York City overrules its own sanctuary policy by handing over a migrant teen convicted in an attack on police to Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
One of several Venezuelan migrants who, cops say, got into a street brawl with two of New York's finest is now in the custody of immigration authorities. The NYPD honoring a detainer request which violates New York's own sanctuary city policy. The 19-year-old was released from local custody into the waiting arms of federal officers and is now facing deportation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
When reflecting upon World War II history, the names of soldiers who fought on the front lines are immortalized in monuments and memorials across our nation. Yet there were contributions made by countless others who served with equal dedication and courage in supporting roles that are often overlooked.
One such unsung hero is Dolly Bossler, a yeoman first class of the United States Coast Guard during World War II. Her story is a testament to the vital role women played in the war effort. In 1942, President Roosevelt signed the law that created the Women's Reserve of the U.S. Coast Guard, known as SPARS. Bossler's official duty revolved around the handling of classified information, maintaining service records, processing reports, and managing administrative tasks essential to the functioning of the Coast Guard. 81 years after her enlistment, a group of active duty Coast Guard women from District 5 had the honor of meeting and speaking with her. During the visit, she was presented with commemorative coins, patches, and a blanket as a symbol of appreciation for her service, not only from those in attendance, but on behalf of all women in the service. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More sunshine for your Thursday. Not as cold this morning, but we'll still likely need the jackets to fight off that fall chill. High 71 degrees, a little bit warmer and milder during the afternoon. A strong south wind, though, picking back up to 15 to 30 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Cheney Lake water level down 6 inches the last month. It would take 26 billion gallons to refill it.
Two.
Former President Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting in Georgia.
One.
Vice President Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute. Look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at Southwest Boulevard and I-235 on the southwest side. Got some slow-moving traffic on the K-42 corridor there, just to the southwest of I-235. There's some slow-moving traffic right now. It's Traffic Update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 71 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 49. Friday, sunny and breezy again. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading is underway on Wall Street on this Thursday morning, and the Dow is up by 132 points. The S&P is up 22, and the NASDAQ is up over 109 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. For the second straight quarter, Wichita's only publicly traded bank saw its share price hit a 52-week high a day after reporting earnings. After the market closed on Tuesday, Equity Bank shares reported third-quarter net income of nearly $20 million, $1.28 earnings per diluted share. Less than 24 hours later, following a conference call with analysts, the stock price for Equity Bank's holding company hit $44.68 per share. That's its highest mark in the last year.
Second-year Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld leads the list of highest-paid Wichita Public School employees for the current academic year. Bielefeld's salary for 2024-25 is $315,000. That's a $15,000 raise from his first year as superintendent of Kansas' largest school district. The Business Journal features a list of the highest-paid USD 259 employees on its webpage.
Walgreens Boots Alliance saying it will close 1,200 U.S. retail stores, including 500 in fiscal 2025. The pharmacy giant not yet determining which, if any, Wichita area stores would be among those closures. The nationwide store closures will occur during the next 3 years. Walgreens is trying to cut costs while consumer spending continues to slow. Walgreens has about 8,500 stores nationally. There are about 20 of them here in the Wichita area, according to the retailer's website. The Deerfield, Illinois-based pharmacy retailer said store closures are necessary to help improve cost management. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Imagine, like a lot of stores, getting a lot of the pressure from people online, picking up that kind of merchandise. I've been to Walgreens a number of times. I always liked their stores. They're always pretty clean and nice places to go. So,
well, and they're everywhere.
And they're everywhere.
But maybe they have too many. Maybe they've spread themselves too thin.
Yeah,
they're closing a bunch of them.
I hate to see anybody close, but there you go.
I know.
All right, super moon. I'm just getting a big kick out of this moon. We've had clear skies every day and every night, and so you can see it in the overnight hours. You can get that great big moon. And I was thinking about when I saw that. I was thinking about the theme from Moonstruck is going through my head. It's one of my favorite movies with Cher. Came out. Oh, wow, she's been about 25 years ago, I guess now.
Longer than that. Came out in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah,
wow.
It did.
A great, great movie. There you go. With great characters in it.
Oh, fantastic movie.
Her dad was played by Vincent Gardenia.
Great characters, great writing, fantastic cast.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies.
Me too.
Okay. Coincidentally, today is National Pasta Day, so...
Hey now.
Now I'm getting really in the Italian food mood right now.
Well, I had a big plate of spaghetti last night. Oh. Made it up at home.
How about that?
It was good.
Today is National Get Smart About Credit Day.
Okay.
Promoting learning about good credit. It is a national campaign where volunteer bankers help counsel young people on responsible credit habits. It should be part of every middle school and high school curriculum, as far as I'm concerned. At least the kids have one course in how to take care of your money, where it comes from, where it goes. I wonder how many people have ever, went clear through school and never learned about a family budget and how that would work.
I did.
I saw it, too.
I didn't teach that in school when I was there.
I don't know where it was, but I saw something about it in one of my classes. But anyway, I learned about that when I was working, and they had me doing the books every day, and I knew nothing about it. But I learned, and that's you got to manage that credit, Ted.
No, you don't. Most Americans don't. They just pile up the credit.
Oh, well, that's managing.
That's why we have $3 trillion of credit in America.
He says mismanaging. All right. Hey, coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program this morning. As always, Dr. Casey Means is going to be on. Danger in the food we eat. We're going to talk about that. News at the top of the hour this morning, Vice President Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. Hey, thanks for listening. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, try the Odyssey app. It's for free. Yeah. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Got a great day planned with a high around 71 degrees. Right now, 42 degrees.